Proclamation number 8759 of 21st of February, 1964. Care of the Father of the House. Detachment from the world. You need not worry yourselves, for you will be guided, as I recognize it as beneficial, that your work in my vineyard is successful. Consider that I know where the spiritual knowledge you receive from me is still to be directed. That I also know all ways and means to convey my word to those who are willing to accept it and whom I thereby also win for me. And that is why every worry is unnecessary, and you can truly leave it to me, because my will can always work in you as long as you offer me no resistance. And your will to serve me proves that you have given up all resistance and that you therefore are also allowed to experience my direct work in you, be it through the transmission of my word or through the guidance of your way of life, your thoughts and your spiritual activity. What is only possible is to be and still is done for the spreading of my word, of pure truth out of me, and I also know who is at my will as a right servant, but undertakes nothing without me and therefore can be directed in his thinking. And still everything happens within the framework of the natural. I will not force faith in me through obvious miracles, but everyone who wants to see will also see the unusual of my work, and he will inwardly happy devote himself to me and comply with my will. And do not let yourselves be depressed by failures, which will occur again and again through the influence of my opponent. But then also the prerequisites are missing, which let a man reach inner light. But I bless every effort on your part to convey the truth to the human being, to open his heart and to inform him of my working in you. Who wants to believe, he will also be able to believe. Anyone who offers inner resistance will also not be able to be taught any better. One day he still has to take the way to me, and good for him, if he still finds it in this life. But I make it easy for every man, because as soon as he accepts my word and goodwill, a light will shine for him, which will always increase, and then I have also won him for me. Who earnestly wants to serve me, he will also break away from the world, from matter. And still he will not get into earthly trouble, but first I demand that he is prepared out of love towards me to give up everything, and he will truly not become poorer through it, only that he now receives out of my hand what he needs earthly and spiritually. And a householder cares for his servants. He does not let them get into trouble, but he demands their full commitment. Because who is active for me is not also allowed to serve another, he must pay attention to my instructions, which can only ever have a positive success. I therefore demand unconditional commitment for me in order to then also be able to prove myself to an extent which will make you happy and result in the greatest success. And rarely will a man be completely devoted to me who still carries earthly desire in himself, who is still bound to the material world. For you must understand that there is a difference whether you certainly live in the material world but are already inwardly free and have detached yourselves from it, or whether it still keeps you so bound that you still desire in you as it were serve two gods, because the earthly world still means one god for you. If you are prepared to give everything, then you will also receive from me in excess, but I cannot tolerate a second god beside me. And I also make it easy for you to completely turn to me by taking from you what you are often not willing to voluntarily give away. And so you, who want to serve me, should always exercise sharp self-criticism as to whether your heart is still attached to worldly possessions. You should ask yourselves whether you could divest yourselves of all these for my sake. Always in full faith in me and my word, that I will not let anyone go hungry who serves me wholeheartedly. And you are to prove this your faith, and truly, you will be allowed to enjoy my love and favor in excess, because the light in you will shine more and more radiantly, and as of air commerce of the world and its matter you then already stand in the midst of the spiritual world, and this light you will now also be able to radiate yourselves on your fellow men, and it will be of great effect. It is not my will that you get into earthly trouble, but often it is no longer possible on any other way to kill your desire for the earthly material world, and you must be urged to acts, which you do not undertake out of your own drive. This is the only way you are allowed to look at adversities you have to suffer from, for nothing comes upon you without my will or my permission, only you should make an effort to recognize why I let them come upon you. For nothing is without meaning and purpose, which also happens, because I never use compulsion but want to win you completely for me as workers in my vineyard, who always only fulfill my will. Amen.